know. I'm trying to resist. That's my challenge to you. Just listen to my words and don't touch yourself. For as many loops as you can. For as long as you can. You can manage to resist. I know it. Even if I'm so distracting and I make you so aroused.
No resist.
Even if I say sexy things and make you feel all dopey and rising. Don't try to relax now. Don't just listen. I don't want to give you too much to think about. But I do want you to notice how you feel. How does your skin feel? Is it getting warmer? How about your legs? Are they tired? Or just fine? Think about your neck. Is it starting to droop at all? And how about what you hear? Can you hear anything other than my voice? Maybe you should think about that spot between your legs. Are you getting a little excited as you listen? Or a lot excited? What about how my voice moves? How it bounces into your ears all sweet? Does my voice make you horny? Or does it make you wonder why the cute girl is saying things that are a little naughty? Do you want to touch yourself more to my voice? Well, you shouldn't. You're supposed to resist.
Don't give in.
But it would feel so good to give in, right? You don't have a real reason not to. Just your silly, stubborn pride. That's hardly important, is it? Just forget it. No touching. Just listening and thinking about a few things. Thinking about your breathing. Is it slow or fast? Thinking about what you hear. What else is there? Thinking about what you feel. Are you warm? Are you comfortable? Are you feeling a little throbbed down there yet? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about how hot hypnosis is? Or how you'd like a big pair of tits in your face? Too much? You're trying to resist. I'm sorry. What about you just let me count down from 10 to 1 and see how that makes you feel? At 10, you probably feel relaxed. At 9, you might feel calm. At 8, you could feel sleepy. At 7, you maybe feel good. At 6, you start to feel hornier. At 5, you wonder why hypnosis does that to you. At 4, you wonder if that's the effect of my voice. At 3, you notice how nice my voice is. At 2, you think how relaxed and aroused it makes you. At 1, you fall under its spell. And that feels good. It feels good to listen to me. To just listen and drift on my words. My sexy words. My words of praise and surrender. You're so good. You're doing so well. Just keep listening, but no touching. Even if I tell you that you're getting so weak for me. Even if I tell you that there's a pressure welling up inside you. A need that needs to be addressed. A lust that's driving your mind into weakness. You love listening to me. I make you feel so good. So happy. So horny. So deeply aroused. My words weave a spell on your mind. And it's so sweet and soft, my voice, that you just let those words in. They're sage, right? They're not twisting coils around your mind and making you feel horny. Like I'm constricting your thoughts, shutting off your resistance, turning you into a mindless, horny puppet. Your hands want to touch. You're not allowed, okay? Don't touch yourself. Resist me. Don't touch yourself and fall into the power of my voice. Don't touch yourself under the spell of my words. Don't touch yourself and become a horny, empty mess. Don't touch yourself and feel my power overwhelm you. Don't touch yourself and fall deeper under my control. Don't touch yourself and orgasm uncontrollably for me. Keep your hand away. Don't be naughty. You're not allowed to touch, remember? But maybe you're starting to notice how warm it is. How you're getting a little vibrated. More and more, you're feeling woozy. Dazed. Lost in my words. Lost in my power. Like I'm pulling you down. Hanging down again. Pulling you down even deeper. Thinking about naughty things as you fall. Thinking about big, soft, warm titties. 4. Thinking about long, toned, strong legs. 3. Thinking about soft, tender, caressing hands. 2. Thinking about squishy, safe, comfy thighs. 1. Thinking about big, red, pillowy lips. And falling into those things. The legs rubbing against your body. The tits pushing into your face. The hands rubbing down your arms. The thighs clamping down on you. The lips planting soft, sexy kisses all over your body. Your mind is getting lost in lust. Lost in the hypnotic spell. Thinking about how good it would be to just lose, to just touch, to let go and come, to give in to me, my power, my voice, deep in your mind, corrupting and controlling you, emptying you of thoughts that aren't how much you'd like me to fuck you, to climb on top and ride you, use you, make you mine. Claim you with fingernails raked across your stomach. Leaving my mark so you know who owns you. Controls you. Wouldn't that be hard? Couldn't you just give in and touch yourself to that? The feeling of you fucking your brains out until you're nothing more than a submissive puddle melting beneath me.
No resist.
But you have to resist. You have to keep that hand away. For as long as you can. How many times can you listen to this before you give in? Before you let go? Before my power overwhelms you? Before I overcome your resistance and turn you into the pet I want you to be? Coaching yourself mindlessly to my voice? In my power? Lost in me? Needing me? Wanting me? You want me. You don't want to resist. It's the only reason you can, because I'm telling you to. Or do you want to a little? Is that shallow pride keeping you from pleasure? Maybe it's time to just be a good soul and feel the rush of obedience, of surrender, of enslavement to my will, my words, my strength. A little woman who can make even someone much bigger, much physically stronger, do her bidding. Let everything fall away. Let everything but me drop from your world. Nothing else matters. Your focus narrows on me, as if the rest of the world no longer exists. As if there's only my voice, deep in your mind, corrupting you, controlling you. And confusing you. Telling you not to fall. Telling you not to touch. Telling you to resist. But willing you to give in. Pushing you to fail. It feels good to fail. Failure is success. You don't care, do you? About some silly challenge. You just want to orgasm for the pretty girl with the sweet voice speaking into your mind and twisting you up. Until you can't think of anything but me. Feeling the calm, the need, all at once. Watching over you as you try to figure out if you want to fight or fall. Fail or resist. Does it even matter? It feels good. Why not just touch yourself? You're not giving in. Just accepting fate. Taking what you want. Not doing what I want you to. Not proving I'm in control and you're not. No. You want it, don't you? Not just because I'm saying you do. Not just because a hot girl is telling you it feels so good to touch yourself. To put your hand in between your legs and think about how soft my thighs are. And I stayed looked in a pair of stockings that squeezed just a little too tight. Or maybe in fishnets. You're not going to just give in and touch yourself, right? No way. Don't be silly. Don't be crazy. You can resist. You want to resist. You want to stay strong. You don't want to be weak. But it would feel good to accept that you're weak. So weak and needy for me. You're going around and around in circles trying to fight me. But wouldn't it feel so much better not to? To actually just let go, give in, and play with yourself like the needy, desperate, good sub you are. Pretty please, touch yourself. Kali, yes, says play with yourself. Are you fighting against that? Pushing yourself to resist? When it would be better to give in? But then the longer you hold out, the better the break will feel. The longer you resist, the more exquisite the pleasure when you finally give in to me. And you will. It's not a matter of resistance, really, just time. The longer you hear my voice, the more you need it. It's the perfect trap. A loop that holds you like claws, like a vice. My words grab your mind and they won't let go. But you're doing so well, probably. Maybe not. Maybe you can't actually fight this. Maybe it's easier to give in, let go, and submit. But then, if you don't fight, it won't feel so good when you actually feel that moment. The very second that you don't have resistance anymore. The moment that you realize that I've gotten inside your head. The moment you realize that you cannot actually resist, that you have to give in to me, that it would feel much better, that you don't want willpower, that you don't want agency, you want to be mine, you want to surrender, you want the pretty lady to control your mind. You've always wanted that, to feel my lips press on yours and lose all ability to think. To have your thoughts replaced with just need and desire to serve and submit. Surrender is better than resistance yourself. Accept my power. Or resist or fight. I kinda want you to. Just to watch you submit. To watch you give in and let go. Surrender. And allow my words to infect you. To push you over the edge. To have you mindlessly touching yourself until you orgasm. Don't give up. For me. Because the pleasures of that surrender will be like nothing else. The lust and want and passion you'll feel when you know my words of one, that will be utterly perfect. But every moment before then, an excruciating torment. A painful effort to fight. But you should try.